Tavas Yoshami corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Nun Ches. Beginning Yoshami on Daf Lamud Gimel, Amud Beis, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Takshitin Lamahen Asuin. The Gemara asks, Takshitin Lamahen Asuin, why are ornaments forbidden on Shabbos? Rabbi Abba Alidei Shanoshim Shachsaniyos Vihi Mataros Nechavelta Vihi Shchucha Malechet Bahen Daladamas. The other answer is because women are haughty, she removes it to show to her friend that she forgets and walks 4 amos while carrying it. Ani Ubi Chalafta Ben Shaul Asa L'Shal Chan. Ubi Chalafta Ben Shaul says, in a Baisa, it's forbidden to send on Yom Tov ornaments that are not finished, meaning such as pearls that were not strung. Amma Rebi, she says, Mana. Amma Ella L'Shal Chan L'Shan Muta. Mana says, only to send them, but one may wear them. Ani Metalchin Sa Shofa L'Hashkoif Beis HaTinoik. Beis HaPinkas Es HaKalkesh Beis HaMa'eh. The Baisa says one may move a shofar to give to a kid to drink, you can use it as a bottle, and a ledger, rattle, or mirror to cover kelim, even though they're not made for these. Likewise, one may wear ornaments that are not normally worn in their unfinished state. Rabbun objected, saying that there's a Mishnah to use, one may not wear them. The Taninan, Kol Shinei Usin Boi V'Yom Tov Mishalchen Oisam. As the Mishnah says, anything that one may adorn with it on Yom Tov, one may send it. If you say that one may wear them, it should be permitted to send them. Why does a Baisa permit moving a shofar to give to a child to drink and a ledger, a rattle, or mirror to cover kelim? The answer is when they have the form of a kli, means unfinished ornaments do not have the form of a kli. And so now we forbade to go out on Shabbos only with ornaments of gold because they are important and there is a concern lest you remove them to show them to people. Afin tachshitim shel kesev, amrin b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah asa, amrin b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah muta. And even ornaments of silver, they said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah that they're forbidden, and also in the name of Yirmiyah they said that they're permitted. Amr chizkia ana yada reisha v'sefer talian dekikin havian misavin b'darate de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Asa Shalu Bizera, Amalela Tiso, Velay Tishri. Chizkiah said that I know the entire matter. Young girls lived near Rabbi Yirmiyah and they used to wear silver ornaments on Shabbos. He asked Bizera, who told him, do not forbid them and don't permit them. Means he wasn't sure. Therefore, people were not clear about his opinion. Ein Royin, B'mar B'Shabbos, M'haisa Kvua B'Kreisal Rabbi Mate, V'Chachomim Oisim. We may not look in a mirror on Shabbos if it was fixed on the wall, but may it permit and the Chachomim forbid. Quoting Rabbi Abba said, the reason of the one who forbids is because sometimes one sees a white hair and detaches it and comes to be chayev a korban chatas. A man is forbidden even during the week because it's not honorable for a man to do so, therefore it's considered adorning himself like a woman. We should say now, Gimel, Dvarim, Etiru, Lebeith, Rebbe, Shiroyim, B'mara, Roshim, Mesapen, Koimi, Roshim, Melamdim, Es, Benehem, Yevonis, Shahoyu, Zukukin, Lamalchus. They permitted 3 matters in Rebbe's house. They could look in a mirror, they could cut their hair in front and leave the hair long in the back, like the Gentiles, and they could teach their children Greek. These were permitted because they needed to be influential with the government. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yochanan said one may teach his daughter Yevonis Greek because it's an adornment to her. Shama Shimon Ba'aba Ba'amav again to Rabbi Abba boy Malafa Bansi Yevonis Utali La Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Ba'aba heard and said because Rabbi Abba wants to teach his daughter Greek, he attributes this to Rabbi Yochanan. Shama Rabbi Abba Ba'ama Yavoyelai Yevlo Shematia Min Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abba heard this and said, punishment should come upon me if I did not hear this from Rabbi Yochanan. Ani ein yotzim be'istama. Baisa says one may not go out with istama, which is a turban that covers hairs that come out the net. Shreisha drawim nemu be'istama. Ein ba mishum kilayim. Ve'ein metamim b'inagoyim. Ve'ein yotzim ba b'shabbos. These things were said about istama. Kilayim does not apply to it because it's not made from spun threads. It does not receive tumas saras because it's not called a garment. And we may not go out with it on Shabbos. And Shimon Lazar said also crowns of brides do not apply to it, which the Chacham decreed against to diminish Simcha after the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash.